It is really cold outside. I don't care where you are. But we really, as they say, dodged a bullet in the Metroplex in terms of the weather. And Brad Barton is here to tell us what happened and where we're going from here. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. Yeah, in terms of accumulating snow and ice, almost nothing in the DFW area, except you get into eastern Collin County, Lake Levan. You get into southeastern Dallas County, Ball Springs, Seagoville a little bit. You get into Rockwall and Kaufman County a little bit more. So there are some areas that are pretty bad, very close to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. As we said yesterday, this is going to be minimal and marginal here, borderline kind of stuff. And that's really the way it turned out. I think the bigger story today for precipitation is going to be Austin to San Antonio. They are going to be in a bad, bad way. In fact, there's a forecast of 30 degrees and freezing rain for South Padre Island tonight. Yeah. So that's how far this cold air is going.
Yeah.
Now, the Arctic high that is the center of this cold air is going to settle over from the Ozarks into northeast Texas tonight, early tomorrow morning. So it just couldn't be much colder here. That means we're probably going to be dealing with overnight lows of 7 to 10 degrees in portions of Denton and Collin counties, maybe along Highway 380, 7 mm-hmm. to 10 degrees, single digits, and then maybe 12 to 15 in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So besides your pets, pipes, and plants, in and around your house, take care of your pool equipment, any outdoor hydrants, make sure your hoses are disconnected, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. And I always kind of worry about some electrical power outages because those become so important don't have electric heat on your pumps, your freeze guard, or things like that. So a very chilly night coming up. High today, only 30, lows tonight, teens, and no warmer than that.
Okay. All right, Brad, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Here's KLIF and WBAP Chief Meteorologist Brad Barton.